This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 27. God, the Relief Aid. Our reading comes from 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. 8-foot tables lined the sidewalk leading up to the local community center. They were divided into sections for clothes, canned goods, water, and other basic necessities. A young family gleaned some baby formula and pureed foods for their little child. Meanwhile, in the community center, a makeshift shelter was being built, with portable cots and chairs for people to rest on. Volunteers moved quickly, walking people who needed medical attention to the area where doctors and nurses were making health assessments. The volunteers came from all walks of life and faith. The pastor of the local Baptist church and the rabbi from the synagogue nearby worked together to help an elderly couple find a seat. Outside, a group from the Knights of Columbus had partnered with a group of Reformed church members to serve for and rescue people's pets that were left behind as floodwaters had forced residents to evacuate during a hurricane. Though the storm had left a wide swath of disaster, God was at work restoring the devastated community. And this was the collective work of a group of people from many backgrounds who showed godly love because they knew God had first loved them. Pray with me. God of rescue, protect and help all who are affected by disasters and devastation. And may your love for us overflow into the lives of people around us, that we may be known for showing your love in action. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.